It is review on the Anfield Wrap after Wolverhampton Wanderers 1, Liverpool 2. A really interesting game to review this one, Dan, Neil and Sean. So, Sean, we start with lineup and approach. Let's go to Wolves because there's some variation on the actual shape that they're playing. You believe it more to be a 4-3-3. All of the lineups look 4-1-4-1. But what I think what you can say from what Gary O'Neill says post-match and from what you see is that there's two things Wolves are pretty set on in terms of their approach. They don't want Liverpool to have any space to run into around 8 to 10 areas of the pitch in terms of positions. And they really want to play a game down their left, Liverpool's right, and they really want to condense the space there too. And with that, you know, they do a really, really good job, I'd say, in terms of setting up for this Liverpool team under Arne Slot.
Yeah, watched it back with a particular focus on a few things, and one of them was the first 20 minutes. So I know Neil knows much more about this than me, but I know that Wolves had a few issues with the back five this year, both in terms of what Gary O'Neill thinks of them and also availability of players there. So that has been a bit messy. The one area of Wolves that you can see from a mile off that compared to most bottom half teams, they've got some decent central midfielders to select from, and they've all started the season pretty well. And also Gary O'Neill's a really good coach. So they, without the ball, they've decided to go sort of 4-4-1-1 to a degree. And it's interesting in terms of the first 20 minutes, the vibe is, and I understand why, Liverpool were rubbish and it doesn't feel like there was much control. And why was that? And I think it's more to do with what Liverpool will do without the ball than anything else.